Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, D. Miles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Eddie Collins. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Beckman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Beckman. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Collins, who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Heath reaches second base with a double. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Collins who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Heath reaches second base with a double. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman fires over to first and Johnson drops the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Mack moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beckman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Bump Hadley now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreaux. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Miles moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards left field. Walker picks it up and throws to Boudreaux, who relays to third to catch Miles for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreaux. Johnson moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Heath hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Lum Harris now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Indians. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miles. Walker reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Miles reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miles scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Mack moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-3 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wagner for a passed ball. Heath moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. Heath scores. Campbell moves to third. 1 out. It's 12-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a line drive towards short. Brancato reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-4 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bagby hits a line drive towards the mound. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 5 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Sam Chapman pinch hits for Lum Harris. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins moves to third. 2 outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Davis moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brancato strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.